Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
If you have the bilingual Tanya, we're going to be by the double symbol on page 211. And by the dot in Hebrew, about 10 lines from the top of the page. So previously, the Alter Rebbe explained to us in this chapter that the kavana, the intent that we should have when we do mitzvahs, or when we study Torah, when we pray, should be to unite one's soul with Hashem, with the source of all souls, right? And this is the kavana, ultimately, that applies in general to all mitzvahs, that by doing a mitzvah, we are able to elevate and to connect to something that transcends, something that's higher than ourselves, namely Hashem himself. So how do you do it? So he explained there are different means of communication, the kavanas, you know, that specifically can trigger this idea. Today he's going to explain that a person should not be selfish, so to speak. Even in spiritual matters, you should not just want to connect only yourself to Hashem, but when we have the kavana, when we have the intent, by when we do a mitzvah or study Torah, it should not just be to connect our own soul to Hashem, but we should also feel a responsibility and an obligation to connect every other Jewish soul to Hashem by our own actions and by our own deeds and Torah study and prayer. So that's going to be the subject for today's Tanya. So it says, Ach amnam amrazal, however, our sages of blessed memory said, Le'olam al yotze adam atzmo min haklal, a person should never take himself out of the congregation or the community, meaning even in spiritual matters you should be also feel like you're part of things, not just that you're working on your own personal self-improvement, right, in some seclusion or being aloof or in some kind of a type of monastery. That's not the Jewish thing to do, but rather you have to help out not only yourself spiritually but others as well. L'chein, therefore, Yiskaven liyachad ol davka bo yisbarach. Therefore, a person should have the intent to unite and to connect with him, with Hashem, basically, makar nafshe lekis, with the source of his godly soul, and which is also makar nafshe kol yisrael, which also serves as the source of the souls of the entire Jewish people. There's a big warehouse where all the souls come from, up in heaven, and if we are trying to connect to that level, our own soul, we should also not forget others. Shiruach piv yisbarach, which is what's the source of all neshamas. He says here, Ruach piv yisbarach, it's the breath of Hashem's mouth. Anikra b'shem Shechina, which is called in the language of our sages, Shechina. Shechina is the divine presence, right? We just learned in the Chumash how the divine presence descended upon the Jewish people when they completed the tabernacle. So it's something that they brought down from heaven. Why is it called Shechina, the source of the Jewish souls? Because this is a godliness that dwells and encloses itself into all the worlds and realms, to give them life, and to give them the very existence. Because without godly energy, nothing would exist. And this very source, the Shechina, is the one that enables us and gives us the power to speak. Right, the Dibur Hazeh, this very speech, Shemedaber B'divrei Torah, so when the person speaks the words of Torah, this power, ability to speak, comes from a Shechina, from the source of your soul. The soul is what animates the body to do something, or to speak, or to think. Oh, Koyach HaMaiseh, same thing with our potential to act, Hazeh, La'aseis Mitzvah, so when the person has the ability and potential to do a mitzvah, where does this power come from? Comes from Shechina. V'yichud zeh, and with the union that we're trying to accomplish here, hu adeyam shachas orein tzav baruch hu lamata, when we're trying to join the soul together, the source of the soul, together with the source of the Torah and mitzvahs, this comes down by bringing down the infinite light, orein tzav, as it's called in Kabbalah, lamata, down here below, aladei esek ha-Torah and mitzvahs, by occupying oneself in studying Torah or fulfilling the mitzvahs, because this infinite light is enclosed within Torah and mitzvahs. So when we study Torah or do a mitzvah, we're able to fuse our souls with something that's tremendously high. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe goes on and says, "You should have the intent to draw down the supernal light on the source of one's own godly soul, when Navshay's call Yisrael, as well as on the souls of all of the Jewish people, liyachadan, to unite them with this very spiritual level and unite them with one another as well." As it's explained later on, Pirush Yichudzeh Ba'arichus Ayin Sham, this concept of this unity is explained later on in greater detail in chapters 46 and later on, basically. V'zehu, this explains something that we say in our prayers, actually. Pirush, something that actually some people, others, also say before fulfilling certain mitzvahs, although it's not in the Alter Rebbe Siddur. Alter Rebbe concluded by Baruch Shamar before we start our daily prayers, basically, before we start the main part of them. So we say, L'shem Yichud, Kud Shebrichu U'Shchinte, we say, for the sake of oneness, of unity, of Kud Shebrichu, the Holy One, blessed be He, which is Kabbalistically referring to the source of Torah and mitzvahs, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is the source of Torah and mitzvahs, U'Shchinte, and His Shechina, His divine presence, which is the source of all souls. So this is what we're trying to unite. B'Shem Kol Yisrael. We say it in the name of all Israel. So we're not just trying to unite our own souls with Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs, but we're trying to unite all of the Jewish people to that. And now the Alter Rebbe goes on to a note here, Agah, that basically tells us that not only do we accomplish this union of Kadosh Baruch Hu and His Shechina by doing Torah mitzvahs, but we also, through this Kavana, accomplish something even greater than that. Another thing that we accomplish is as follows. V'gam al-yidei zeh, also through this Kavana, through His intent, yitamtaku gam ken ha-gvuras b'chasadim, the severities and judgments, the heavenly decrees, can also be sweetened through kindnesses when we have this Kavana, when we have in mind all the Jewish people. So we're able to temper the justice that sometimes is decreed in heaven. Memeila, it happens automatically. V'yizkalus hamidus, by mutually incorporating all of the divine character traits. V'yichudam, and by uniting them, al-yidei gilui ratzon ha'elyon baruch hu, by revealing Hashem's supernal will. Hamizgal lemaila, which is revealed from above. Since you reveal something that's higher than both kindness and severity, so you're able to override all kinds of gvuras, all kinds of judgments in heaven. This is done by our awakening, by our impulses and actions down here below. And this is it triggers the revelations down here below. When we occupy ourselves in Torah ve'a mitzvah, or do a mitzvah, both of which, the Torah and the mitzvahs, are Hashem's will. We'll turn the page to continue the note. As is explained in the books of Kabbalah, Be'ider Rabbah, B'Mishnas Chasidim, both in Ider Rabbah and Mishnas Chasidim, Maseches Arich Anpin, Perek Dalet. You can look it up in a tractate called Arich Anpin, Chapter 4, in Mishnas Chasidim. What does it say there? Shetayag Mitzvahs, HaTorah, that the 613 commandments of the Torah, Nimshachas Michavurta, the Arich Anpin, are drawn from the level of whiteness of Arich Anpin, of a very high level of Keser, which is Hashem's supreme will, Malkar Chasarim, and also is the source of all kindnesses. So the bottom line is that when we have this Kavana, you know, it's expressed here in very Kabbalistic terms, but the practical lesson we should take from this is when we have this Kavana, that not only do we unite our own souls with Hashem, but also we unite the souls of all of the Jewish people to Hashem. It enables us and all of the people to be connected to one another, to be connected on high, and also it annuls all kinds of negative things that might be decreed in heaven, because only kindnesses should be triggered through this very tremendous light. So, as the Alter Rebbe expressed here, only kindnesses and only good things should be the blessings for all of us and the entire Israel throughout the world.
We spoke about and concluded with that L'shem Yichud Kutcha Berichu U'Shchinte, which we say before Baruch Sha'amar every single morning, that the desire of every single Jew is to connect with the Shechina of Hashem. How do we do this? The Alter Rebbe continues here in today's Tanya and explains this. V'af shaliyos kavana zu amitas belibay. And although, in order that this kavana should be true in one's heart, sheyiyeh libay chafetz be'emes, yichuda el yoin, that he should truly have this wanting and desire to cleave to Hashem and to become one with Hashem, yichuda elyin hazeh, to be have this oneness with Hashem, tzarech li yois b'libay, he needs to have in his heart ava rabba l'Hashem levadai, this great love for Hashem and alone, laseis nachas ruach lefanav, to give him a pleasure, to give him pleasure before for Hashem levad and only for Hashem, v'loy l'raves nafshay, and not for the purpose of satiating one's own soul, hatzama l'Hashem, that thirst, hatzmei l'Hashem, that thirst for Hashem. But what does it need to be? Ela kibra di'ishtadel basar avui v'imei. Just like a son that tries really hard to satisfy his father and mother, to do what they ask him to do, and to show them compassion, his father and mother, more so than he has compassion on himself. As explained above, and in Raya Mehemna and Zohar. So therefore we see that in order for a person to have this oneness with Hashem, a person truly has to have this desire in his heart. Mikol makom, nevertheless, yesh lechol adam lehargil atzmei bekavana zu, a person needs to become accustomed to have this complete proper intention to have this oneness with Hashem. Ki af she'eina be'emes la'amitei legamri b'libay, because really in his heart he doesn't have this true desire and wanting, she'yach beitz b'zeh, to desire and want this b'chol libay, with his full heart. Mikol makom, the Alter Rebbe explains, nevertheless, me'at mizayir chafetz libay b'zeh be'emes. A person does have this in his heart, to have this wanting at least a little bit, a small, minute way to cleave and wanting and desire Hashem. How? Mipnei avativ shebelev kol Yisrael, through this, the instinctive and natural love that every Jew has for Hashem, which is in the recesses in one's heart, shebelev kol Yisrael, in the heart of every Jew, lasis, to do kol ma shehu ratzon elyon baruch hu, everything that Hashem wants him to do, v'yichud zeh, and through this oneness, hu ritzonei amiti, then he'll have the true wanting and desire to be one with Hashem. So this is like Rambam explains, that when someone gets divorced, God forbid, a husband and a wife, they no longer want to be married. The husband has to give a get to the wife. However, what if the husband doesn't want to give the wife a get? So therefore, what happens is that the Bezdin gets involved and forces, through beating sometimes, the husband to give a get to the wife. And we know, the Rambam explains, the halacha is that a husband could only give a get to his wife voluntarily. He can't do it by force. But here we see the Beis Din forces him. Finally, he agrees after the beating. And then he says, okay, here's a get for my wife. How is this voluntarily if this was by force? So the explanation is, based on basically what we're teaching here in Tanya, that every single Jew wants to do what Hashem wants him to do, has a desire to listen to Hashem and do everything the way Hashem wants. So really, Hashem wants the husband to give his wife a get. However, the Yetzer Hara gets involved and says, no, I don't want to give my wife a get. Why? Because this is what my Yetzer Hara says, and I listen to my Yetzer Hara. But in truth, the husband wants to give his wife a get. And therefore, this is exactly what explains here in Tanya, that in a way, the way to become one and have this oneness with Hashem is in every single Jew. The desire and the wanting is there in the heart to become one with Hashem. Some people don't see it right away, and some people you see it much later. But ultimately, it's always there. And therefore, it's not that it's being forced, but there's an intrinsic and natural love that a Jew has for Hashem to do exactly what Hashem wants us to do, like a son wants to do for his mother and father. So therefore, going back into the text, v'hainu, and because of this intrinsic love, this natural love that a Jew has for Hashem, yichuda el yoin shebatzilus, the nefesh, the soul of the Jew, connects and becomes one with Hashem in Atzilus. Hanasa bisarusa delesata. How does this come about? Through the awakening from below, through the Jew doing what he's supposed to do down here in this world. Al yedei yichud nefesh alikis. When Hashem and the soul and the godly soul of the Jew become one. And there's a oneness and a fusion between the Jewish soul, the godly soul, and Hashem. Vis kalalusa be'er havaya, which is included in the light of Hashem, hamiluvesh bateira u'mitzvah she'eskes bahen, which the light of Hashem is enclosed in the Torah, or in the mitzvah that a person is busy doing, and that's when you have this true oneness. K'mashen esbar le'el, as explained above. Why? Because through this, through a person wanting and having a desire to be one with Hashem, by doing the mitzvahs or learning Torah, through this you also have the fusion and the oneness, which is the source of Torah and the mitzvahs. What is the source of Torah and mitzvahs? Shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Hashem himself. With the source of the godly soul, Hanikra b'shem Shechina, which is called Shechina, the divine presence of Hashem. So that's how you can have l'shem yichud kucha b'richu shchinte. That before someone does a mitzvah, you have this oneness and this fusion between Hashem and my nefesh elikis, my godly soul, which is where. Which is in the level of permeating the entire world and filling the entire world in every aspect of the world. And also the Shechina of Hashem that hovers above the world as well. As explained in other places at great length. We talked about that L'shem Yichud Kucha B'richu Shechinte, that every single Jew has to have this fusion and oneness with Hashem when he does a mitzvah or learns Torah. And this is possible because in a small, minute way, there is this connection and this desire in every Jewish heart to want to be one with Hashem, at least somewhat. Today, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain in Tanya that not only is it in a small, minute way, but really in a true manner, with every fiber of one's being, a Jew wants to connect with Hashem. So this is where we're up to now, again by the dot on page 214. Avol yichud nafshei v'iskalusa be'er Hashem. But the oneness that a person wants for his soul to be included with the light of Hashem, to be one, have this oneness, it's in a true manner, and the person desires to have this oneness with Hashem in a complete manner, with his entire heart and his entire soul. May ava ativis, from this intrinsic and natural love, hamusuteres belev kol Yisrael, which is found in the recesses of the heart of every single Jew, to do what? Lidafka b'Hashem, to cleave to Hashem, v'loy lipared, and not, God forbid, to separate in any way. Because if someone separates from Hashem even for a little bit, then he becomes cut off and severed, God forbid, from the oneness and the unity from Hashem, even in a small way. And a person would never want to do this, even if it means to give up his life, known as Mesiras Nefesh. As we know, there are so many people that didn't necessarily know what Torah is all about and what mitzvahs are all about, but when they heard that they should bow down to an idol, God forbid, they would never do it. They said, I'd rather give up my life. Why? Because that's the natural love that every single Jew has for God, even if it means afilu bin mesiras nefesh mamish, even if it means to give up his life actually. So what does a person want to do? The eisek ha-teira mitzvahs v'atfilah. When a person busies himself with learning Torah, and he performs mitzvahs, or he davens and he prays, hu gam ken inyan mesiras nefesh mamish. This is also like a concept, an idea of actually giving up your life for Hashem, of real mesiras nefesh. Kimei b'tzeisa min aguf, just like when the neshama leaves the body, at the end of 70 years, and the Alter Rebbe mentioned 70 years because David, HaMelech, King David, lived for an amount of 70 years, and we say this is a lifespan of a human being, 70 years. And that's why it talks about over here when the soul leaves the body after 70 years. What does a soul do? He no longer has the wanting and desire to do the needs of the body. Ella, what does he want? His whole thought and desire is to have this fusion and the oneness to enclose itself in the words of Torah and the words of davening, the words of tefillah. Shehein dvar Hashem u'machshavta yisbarech, because these are the words of Hashem and Hashem's thoughts. V'hayu l'achadim mamish, and this is the way the soul becomes one with Hashem. And that's exactly what happens when a soul leaves this world after 120 years, or as the Alter Rebbe says, at the end of 70 years. What happens? It goes to Gan Eden, to paradise. What does it do in paradise? Shezehu kol eisek haneshama is b'Gan Eden, because this is what the soul does constantly 24/7. If there is time in Gan Eden, we can say 24/7. He's busying himself in paradise with learning Torah. Kedisa b'Gemara of Zayar, as explained in the Torah and in Zayar and Kabbalah. But what does the soul do in Gan Eden when it learns Torah? Ela shesham, over there, misangim, he is having his pleasure and delights, behasagasam, viskalalusam, be'er havaya. When he has this, the concept and the inclusion in the light of Hashem. And this is why, before we start our day, we say a very important paragraph. Zehu shetiknu b'tchilas birchas hashachar, and this is why our sages instituted in the beginning of prayer, in the beginning of davening, known as the birchas hashachar, kodem hatvila, in the morning blessings before prayer, before davening, we say the paragraph that says, Elokai, God, neshama shenasata bi, the soul that you give me, v'ata nefachta bi, and this is what you blew into me. V'ata asid litla mimeni v'chulu. And I know that at the end of time, you're going to take it away from me as well. K'leimar, which means to say, me'achar, since, she'ata nefachta bi, the fact that you are the one that blew my neshama into me, v'ata asid litla mimeni, and eventually you're going to take it away from me, I'm not going to wait until my soul expires for this. I want to have this union and fusion every single day of my life while I'm still able to understand and comprehend that I could be one with you, Hashem. And therefore, lachain, therefore, me'ata, from now, as we say this every morning, ani meisro machzir alach, I'm giving it over to you and returning it to you right now in the morning, liyachada, to have this oneness, biyachaduscha, and to have this fusion with you. As it says in the verse, Eilecha, to you, Hashem, God, nafshi yesa, I lift up my soul. Meaning, I give my soul over to you. I want to connect with you. V'hainu, which means, al yedei hiskashrus machshavti b'machshavticha, when I join and I connect my thoughts with your thoughts, v'dibure b'diburcha, and my words with your words, meaning, when I do a mitzvah, when I learn Torah, when I daven and I pray, these words and these thoughts that I have, I want to connect these words to your words and to your thoughts, which is the words of Torah and Tefillah, v'eisyes ha-Torah v'ha-Tefillah, and the letters of Torah and davening, u'bifrat, and specifically, ba'amira, when I say la Hashem l'neichach, as if I'm standing right opposite Hashem, and when I daven, when I make a bracha, and I say to Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you, God, it's as if I'm standing right in front of you, Baruch Ata Ochahai Gavna, blessed are you, etc. So when am I connecting to Hashem? Right away in the morning, before I even take care of the rest of the needs of myself for the rest of the day, I say, Hashem, my thoughts are your thoughts, my words are your words, I want to connect with you, you are my partner in life, and I know that I'll go very far this way, and that's how we have the L'shem Yichud, Kucha Berichu Shchinte, as the Alter Rebbe says, that's how you have the fusion that every single Jew has to connect and to become one with Hashem and our Nefesh Elokis, our godly soul. End of today's Tanya portion.